Hey, Andy Breckman, man.
Hey, pal.
Hey, they're singing about you.
It's my favorite song. I guess my favorite part of the song is when they say my name.
Yeah, they say it a bunch of times.
It's my favorite song. It's a great song.
Yeah, you know my favorite part of that song?
You know what?
When they rhyme zinger with zinger.
It's a perfect rhyme.
Yeah, it is a perfect rhyme. Most songs don't have even one perfect rhyme.
You know what Robert Frost said?
What?
When you read a poem or the song or song lyric, you should not know which line was written first. That's how perfect a rhyme should be.
You shouldn't know whether the second part of the rhyme, I mean, why wouldn't you assume that it was written in order?
Well, that's not how songs are written. Songs are written like a mathematical puzzle.
Yeah,
song. Not one of your songs. I'm talking about a good song. You've been listening to WFMU, I can tell, but just by your question.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I get it now.
Yeah. You got to...
you're talking about like songs with melodies and rhythms and harmonies and all that.
Songs. Yeah, what we call songs.
Yeah, no, all that stuff, all that extraneous, all the bells and whistles.
Yeah, all the bells
and
whistles.
Yeah, melodies. Whoa.
You trying to fundraise on the sub WFMU song list is like a boxer going in with a hand tied behind his back.
That's been done.
Yeah, it's been done.
Yeah.
It's sad to see, but it's been done.
I think George Foreman fought five midgets. I think he had a hand tied behind his back.
Is that when he was biting off ears? Is he the guy that was biting off ears?
No, that was Mike. George, no, that was Mike Tyson.
Oh, Mike Tyson.
Happened once. He bit off one ear. He bit one ear. Evander Holyfield still has a perfectly intact ear. Jesus.
Yeah, he didn't bite off both.
No, he didn't.
He showed enormous restraint.
Yeah.
I'm sure the jury was swayed. How you doing, buddy? How was your week?
It's been fantastic. It was looking like it wasn't going to be better than last week, and then today everything turned around, and I think that this week's going to be even better than last week.
Oh, no.
How about you?
Oh, God, you're depressing. I honestly, the days are just a blur. It seems like we did our last show yesterday. It just is just
interesting because for me, it feels like about 5 years ago.
Hey, here's a quiz. Here's a trivia quiz. A Ken and Andy 7 second delay trivia quiz. You like taking trivia quizzes?
Love them.
Here's one. What did we do last week?
Last week we did the treasure hunt.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That the people on the chat board, the people on the chat board solved it in like 5 minutes.
That's because my poem was too easy.
Yeah, it was an easy, stupid poem.
Okay, I've learned the lesson.
Yeah,
if we ever do it again, it'll be just obscure.
Right, it was very clear. Yeah, make it like a Dylan song. You know,
exactly.
Yeah,
maybe Hard Rain's Gonna Fall is a treasure hunt. Maybe we should just announce that there's $1 million hidden. And here's the clues, and just print out Hard Rain's Gonna Fall.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
We probably could do that. Well, we could use Visions of Johanna and hide it somewhere in the Chelsea Hotel. See, there's a lot of songs of his that work as treasure maps already.
Yeah, that's true. That's fantastic.
Well, we'll have to do the Bob Dylan treasure hunt after he dies.
We're ready for it.
Oh, we are so ready.
We're ready for him to die.
Oh, my God, we are so ready.
We should send him a little telegram. Anytime, Bob, anytime. We've got your back.
Did you, by the way, did you listen to that 17-minute monstrosity?
Murder Most Foul? I'm halfway done. I'm going to have my assistant listen to the rest of it and just kind of break it down for me, summarize it.
Wow, you're racing through it. You're way ahead of me. It's like the Irishman, like consuming it in 3 or 4 sittings.
Don't tell me who shot Kennedy. I'm only halfway.
Okay,
done.
I won't. No spoilers.
I know it's been played on FMU. Hasn't
I will
it?
Give you a hint though.
Yeah.
It's Most Foul.
Hey, you know what my favorite thing in the world to do? If you ever go to Dallas. You go to the museum at the Book Depository Building, the Assassination Museum,
right.
The Kennedy Museum. Did you ever do that?
No, I've never been there.
Oh, my God. You'll love it. You've got to see it. There's one exhibit. It's a board that lists all the conspiracy theories, right, of who killed Kennedy. The mafia did it. Johnson did it. Castro did it. Mm-hmm. You know, Oswald was acting alone. Had every possible scenario, about 8 different scenarios listed, and it gave all the evidence to support each scenario. And then you just, it's more fun than anything. You step back and you just watch people reading the list of conspiracy theories, and everybody picks one based on nothing. It's not like they've done research or anything. It's not like they were there. But every visitor picks one and says, oh, Castro did it. Oh, it was, you know, oh, it was Johnson. Oh, it was the CIA. Everyone is sure about one theory. And just based on their own twisted worldview, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's just fun to watch. It's a great exhibit to watch.
Is it one of those signs where it's all brown from where people have touched it so many times?
It is well worn. They should have a little button that says wrong or right.
Right. Well, I've also heard people...
Oh, I knew it. I knew it was Castro. That one lights up.
People have told me that if you actually look out the window that Oswald supposedly shot through, that it doesn't seem like it was that hard of a shot.
Yeah, it's closer than you think from the pictures and the Zapruder film or whatever, you know, whatever you've seen.
Yeah. Why couldn't he hold the camera still? What was his problem?
Oh man, all his movies suck.
God. Yeah, I know. He could have just hired a cameraman. Good Lord.
I've been to the Zapruder Film Festival, and frankly, not a winner in the lot.
Is every movie shot like that with the shaky cam?
I used to. Those were the days. That's when I was a kid, the Super 8 movies.
Yeah.
They were the greatest.
I had a Super 8 camera.
They didn't have sound, so when you showed them, you had to explain what you were looking at.
Right. I had a Super 8 camera. I used to shoot movies upside down so that when you played the film through, everything ran backwards.
And you went on to be the station manager of what station? WFMU.
WFMU.
Yeah. So it was preordained.
Yes, it was. I read one article that said, take your Super 8 camera and shoot things upside down. When you run the film through the projector, everything will go backwards. I'm like, I'm there.
Yeah. And that's all. If you ever run a radio station someday, do the same thing with music. So we have a fantastic show, and I'll tell you why. It's a win-win for me. It's my wife's idea.
Okay.
So if it's a good show.
So you get wife points. That's always good.
If it's a good show, yeah, we have a good show. But if it's a bad show, I come home and my wife is embarrassed and humbled, and I can press my advantage for about 20 minutes.
Cool. That's great.
Yeah. So I can't lose, baby.
And the idea is we want people to call us up with their tears, their high school tears, their college tears.
You're saying, you're not saying tears, you're saying cheers.
Oh, is it cheers?
Yeah, why would they call it with your tears?
I thought you had gotten sensitive in your old age. I didn't understand what you were saying. Okay, cheers.
Now, I know we don't have a lot of cheerleaders listening, right? But we have people that have been to pep rallies. People that have been in the stands during some football games at some point.
Not too many. Maybe some.
Well, my wife can do. Maybe if Beth was listening, she should be our first caller.
Yes, and the phone number is 201-209-9368. If you remember any of the cheers from your youth, or
now,
maybe,
why don't you? Yeah, okay,
maybe you're wait, still in. Maybe you're still in your youth.
Wait, what is it? 201?
201-209-9368.
Hold on. 209. Go ahead.
And then after the 209.
Yeah. Go ahead.
9368.
Hold on. 93. Go ahead. 201-209-93. Go ahead.
And then after the 93.
Yeah.
You got two more digits.
Go ahead. Just say them.
It's a 68.
6 and 8.
Right.
Oh, my God. It takes you forever.
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
Right.
Now, Bethy should call. I don't know if she's listening. She probably has better things to do. Probably listening to one of her ex-boyfriend's shows.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. She's probably listening to Injun Bob right now.
Yeah.
Injun Bob, man, he's probably having a tough time right now.
Why?
Well, just even the name of the show.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's probably going to have to rebrand himself altogether. Hey, somebody's calling.
Or marry a real engine and then be protected that way.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I would love to do an Uppsala College cheer.
Oh, this must be this must be Deborah. It's got to be Deborah, right?
Yes, you probably see my name.
Hi, Deborah. No, I just know
Kenny,
you're.
Kenny, we need a bed of some sort of marching band.
No, it's not going to fit.
No.
Yeah, we need a bed of music. This is a pep rally. Kenny, we're doing a public service. Deborah, don't you agree that what the country needs now more than ever is a pep rally?
No.
Exactly. So Deborah agrees with me.
No, not really.
Okay, here we go.
Depends, you know, pep rally makes me think of one political leader, and perhaps that political leader shouldn't be the political leader that we're having the pep rally.
Ah, you are referring to he who...
pep rallies are
that's right, we're non-political, I'm sorry. Okay.
Non-political, Andy.
Non-political, wait, that's the word I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Well, that's the word I'm not thinking of.
Nonpartisan, right. You're thinking of nonpartisan.
Nonpartisan, that's it. But Kenny, turn that down, buddy. Tap the brakes on that one.
Okay.
So this I got to tell you where it's from.
Okay, this is Uppsala College, and this is one of their cheers.
I could do some of the FMU cheers from my time, but I'd be censored. So I found this by Kim Eric Williams, and it's an article, fairly scholarly, called Augustana's Eastern Division Uppsala College. And this was the cheer that they used around 1959.
Go for it, Deborah.
I'm Uppsala born and Uppsala bred, and when I die, I'll be Uppsala dead. So upsy, Uppsala, Sala, upsy, Uppsala, Sala, upsy, Uppsala, we're here for you. Lutfisk, Lutfisk, Paxka, Duhar, all for Viking.
Yay!
Yay!
That was great.
Now crank up the music, Kenny.
Thank you, Deborah. Hey, Deborah, you got to send me some of these dirty WFMU chants from back in the day. I never knew we had one.
It's the animal lady.
The what?
The enema lady. You know, give yourself an enema.
Oh, the enema lady. I remember hearing about the enema lady. Oh, you got to send me the enema lady chants.
I don't have them. Whoever has the enema lady tapes and the Artie Scotchhead tapes from the late 60s, 70s, I don't know, early 70s. Yeah, and we didn't have a dump button, and that's what got a lot of us thrown off, including me,
wow.
The enema lady. Mm-hmm.
Wait,
and
there was a DJ. There was a DJ
rhymes,
on the air called
Mary
the Enema
had
Lady.
A little limb and just a substitute enema or something else.
I think. Deborah. I think the Enema Lady was a caller or a listener, right?
Yeah, she was a listener and she was a caller because she called certain shows. She
right.
called mine. She called. She's called Skelt so much, but she called certain shows. Maybe some of my.
Oh my God! It's the best name for a show ever. The Enema Lady.
Yeah,
but she was a caller.
Let's change the name of our show.
She had her church here, and then she would take nursery rhymes and substitute keywords of enemas and other related functions.
Well, Deborah, if you find anything like related to the Enema Lady or the old cheer, send them my way, okay?
I will.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Deborah.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. So, Andy, you want me to change the name of the show?
To the Enema Twins.
The Enema Twins. Why not just call it the Enema Lady Hour?
Because we're not the Enema Lady. How about the Enema Boys?
Okay. Fine. I'll do it right now.
Or the Enema Hour with Ken and Andy.
Okay. That's better.
Oh, my God. We've got it. We should have a podcast. Oh, my God. Kenny, we've got to do it. Kenny, I just learned this week how much money there is to be made in podcasting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Kenny, what are we doing?
I wanted to
What are we doing on FMU?
I wanted to do that podcast with the you know, Dan Mafioso, and you didn't want to do it.
Well, because our true crime story fizzled out.
Because he died, but who cares? It's still an unsolved murder.
Yeah, but the killer is long dead.
So the parents of the dead kid are still wondering what the hell happened.
Well, okay, I'll
geez,
explore
now
that.
you want to open it up again. Okay.
Well, so, I didn't know there was money to be made. You know who could solve that case? The Enema Boys.
Yeah, they grab the colonoscopy bag, yeah. And they do.
This is a tough one, Sarge. Any ideas? Now you better call in the enema boys.
Don't touch that colonoscopy bag. It's got prints all over it. Okay, let's go back to the phones. The phone number here is 201-209-9368. We're looking for cheers from your youth or your present. Hi, you're on the air.
Here's a cheer for our
show. Hey, is this the Enema Boys?
It's the Enema Boys, and you're on the air.
Excellent. We're talking about cheers, not tears. Am I right?
Cheers. C-H. Yeah. Yeah, I was misinformed.
I understand. This is Marshall Stacks. I never went to one of their football games, but I know you have a tape of their band playing this great song, WPOD. It's a marching band from Leland Stanford Junior University.
I don't know it.
I mean, White Punks on Dope.
Oh, White Punks on Dope. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I could play it, but we were hoping to
have... would cheer me.
Okay. It'll be a little hard for me to find it because that's in our private library, which I don't have handy.
No one gave Ken the key.
But I have renamed the show The Enema Boys. That's the good news.
That certainly cheers me up.
Yeah, so while you were talking, Marshall Stacks, the program has been renamed. And you're the first caller on the air with The Enema Boys.
I'll put it in my resume.
I'm Ken. I'm Andy. We're The Enema Boys. 201-209-9368.
Thanks, Marshall.
Here's a cheer for the Enema Boys.
Yeah.
Friedman, he's our man. If he can't do it, Breckman can. Breckman, he's our man. If he can't do it, let's try Friedman again.
I think you need to work on that a little bit.
It's a cheer. It's something.
No, it's something. Usually that cheer has a whole string of people. Like usually that cheer is used for a team, you know, like a baseball team with nine.
Yeah. You know what I want to hear? I want to hear cheers from people's high school that were kind of mean, or college. A lot of them were mean. Like the Ivy Leaguers used to say, that's all right, that's okay. You'll be working for us someday.
Did they really chant that at the – really?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not good enough to make that up.
At the Yale football games, really? Like they would
I imagine Yale and Harvard. Yeah, 201-209-9368. We want to hear the meanest cheers from your college or high school days.
Hi, you're on the air with the Enema Boys.
Hey, longtime caller.
Hey.
First time listener.
Great to hear you.
I've got a school cheer. I was in the pep band at my university.
There you go. He's not ashamed to admit it.
Recently, they've had a little bit of a controversy with their mascot. They think it's, not...
I can tell you right now that mascot is racist. Listen, man, they have to change. They have to change that mascot.
Oh, it's a Saxon.
Yeah, it's really messed up, man. It's a racist Saxon.
Hey, that's our show for next week.
I'm gonna sing the pep song anyways because the racism is the theme for tonight. It's the pep, right?
No, we're against racism.
Yes, we're against racism here.
Yes, we are.
But it's still a peppy song.
Okay, tell us your peppy. Saxon song.
I'll sing it for you. All right, here it goes. It's a fight song. On Saxon warriors, the purple and gold defend. On Saxon warriors, ever on like men. Crash through the opponent's line and victory will come our way. Fight, fight for Alfred and you will win the day.
Oh my God, I'm horrified. I am horrified that is so... that is so wrong.
Well, maybe this caller can call back next week.
You can see where the controversy comes through.
God.
Next week, we're going to call you. Tell us about your high school or college team mascot, and my 15-year-old daughter will tell you why it's racist.
Can she
that's our
that
show.
That sounds like a pretty good topic.
Can she do that?
I already got the show planned out.
Yeah.
All right.
She has never once been stumped.
Let's try. Can I? Is she around, Andy? Can I try now?
No. Molly, if you're listening, 201-209-9368.
All right. Thanks for your call, caller. My high school mascot was an owl. It was the Highland Park Owls.
She can do it. I can't do it. My high school mascot was the Haddonfield Aunt Jemimas. That's probably an easier one.
Yeah, that's an easier one. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
She was so inspiring. She was great.
Hey,
Go ahead, Kent.
Hi.
To see Aunt Jemima dancing on the dugout.
Wait, you're on with the Enema Boys.
Ken, you spelled Enema wrong on the webpage. Just a quick note.
Really?
Yeah, you put Enemy Boys, not Enema.
Oh, okay. I meant Enemy Boys.
Understood, no, but you know.
We're not the Enemy
the great
Boys.
Work.
Okay, I'll change it to Enema. Fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So we still haven't had our first call for the Enema Boys.
Yeah. All right.
Now we are finally the Enema Boys.
The Enemy Boys bring nothing but strife and anger. The Enema Boys bring nothing but relief.
And clues.
And clues.
Hi, you're on the air with the Enema Boys.
Yeah, so I have a story about a racist chant.
I don't want to hear a racist chant. Thanks.
Yeah.
Now's not the time.
We're not brave enough.
How would never be for that? Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, big time, long time fan of the Enema Boys.
Hi, big time, long time.
I went to a really new age school. I won a scholarship. It was a really weird place. We had a very weird chant.
I already love it.
I'm sorry?
I already love it, these hippie schools. I always wondered what kind of cheer they'd have.
We never knew the name. They included something from it in the chant, and it was like, though we've not been around for many years, all our enemies will hear our cheers. So all the girls and all the boys yell, yell, yell for Andy's unclean toys.
Oh, it's an Andy's unclean toys cheer.
It was a wealthy benefactor who ran my custom-made personalized school.
Never knew who he was.
Really, the school had an anonymous philanthropist who funded everything.
Yeah.
And then how was he referred to or she referred to in the cheers?
I'm sorry?
How did they refer to the benefactor, the anonymous person, in the cheer?
Oh, Mr. Cheer.
Really?
Yeah. Father Cheer.
Father Cheer. Okay, great. All right, thanks for your call. We're looking for your cheers.
From high school or college.
And Andy, I apologize to you. I told you that I thought it would be a really long time before anybody called with a cheer, and there's a lot of calls.
People recognize that this is what the country has been missing.
Yes.
Just a good old fashioned old school pep rally. Mm-hmm. Hey, crank up the bed of marching band music.
Here we go. Phone number is 201-209-9368. Call us with your cheers, anything you can remember from your past or present.
You know what my favorite part of the show so far has been? I know it's only halfway through.
What?
When you apologized to me a couple minutes ago.
That was less than a minute ago.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Oh, wait, there's the Star Wars cheer. Here we go. This is marching band music. Phone number 201-209-9368. We are the Enema Boys. And we are here for you. Oh, wow. Here's a marching band doing Carry On My Wayward Son. Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
It's Jordan. I'm Andy's niece and a former high school mascot.
Hi, Jordan.
That's right, Jordan. Hey, honey. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dallas.
Oh, I thought you had a big road trip planned. Is that still on the books?
No. Zach at one point was considering driving, but no, I am very much marooned in Dallas.
Oh, so you're stuck home.
And Jordan, before you...
That would explain why you're calling here. You must be so bored.
Yeah, it's brought me to that point.
Jordan, but before you tell us your cheer, what was the mascot that you were?
So I went to Green Hill in Dallas, and we were the Hornets. Specifically, I was Heidi the Hornet for 3 years. It got me out of all of my sports obligations, and I had a varsity letter. And I went to cheer camp.
Heidi the Hornet.
Yes.
I think I've seen some video.
Yeah.
I was never there live, but the family would proudly swap videos of Jordan.
Yeah, it was like an athletic endeavor because you're in the suit and you are sweating tremendous. It's like 10 to 12 degrees hotter in the suit than it is outside.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Football in August.
I'm just, yeah, I just feel like it's kind of distasteful.
And you have no vision. Is that right? You're kind of blind, I imagine.
You have limited vision. It depends on the specifics of the suit that you're wearing, but I had exclusively peripheral vision, so I couldn't see in front of me, but I could see to either side.
Ooh.
Well, you have the thanks of a grateful nation, and
so you
probably heard every cheer repeatedly because it was part of your life, right?
Correct. So I was trying to sit here and remember. I mean, I don't have any that were Green Hill specific, but I can do like a couple of them. So there was the like, you may have already heard this in the show, which is the like ATTACK attack 'em, big green, like that variations on that.
Mm-hmm.
There's also WIN fight to win, except if you're in Texas and it's 2009-ish, you have to say it in the most George Bush Texas accent conceivable, and then it becomes funny. So
give us
like,
that one.
It goes around like this: WIN fight to win, which is how we would do it exclusively. So that's my fondest memory. And then we had a whole bunch that were long and probably wouldn't make that much sense on the radio, but that were very physical.
And were there any that were there any that you would consider mean-spirited?
Mean-spirited.
I just remember some. I can't. There were some that I can't repeat that are just that were just kind of specific, often for like their rivals. You know, like your rival team.
Well, there's one. So when I was not for Green Hill for high school, because I feel like our cheerleading coach was so nice. She was a preschool teacher full time, but when I went to the University of Texas for college, we had I had to Google it. So right now there's a big controversy over the Eyes of Texas, which I will get into. But there's Texas Fight is the one cheer that we have, and the way you're supposed to sing it is it's like Texas Fight, blah 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 blah, and that's
Wait,
how it ends. My parents taught me that one.
You tell her, Andy.
Yeah, well, that's congratulations. You're the first member of the family that's been dumped on our radio show. That's had a...
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
We've had to hit the dump button.
We may be the enema boys, but we don't have a potty mouth.
Well, I apologize. But that's the only mean-spirited one I know. Clean, and even that feels more like a generous mean-spirit.
You're enema...
You're mistaking us for the potty mouth, that enema boys. They are bad.
Right, what a ridiculous mistake.
That's okay, Jordan. I like the blah 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 cheer. That was my favorite.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I'd love to have a crowd actually saying blah 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 as if they can't be bothered.
That would be great. A blah 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 chant.
They can't be bothered learning cheers. We've got more important things to do.
All right, Jordan. Thanks a lot.
No
and I think you got to rethink your past on that Heidi the Hornet costume. I find it really offensive, but whatever.
Jordan, if you want to know why it's offensive, call Molly sometime.
Molly can explain better than me. Hi, you're on the air.
Is this the Enema Hour?
Yeah, it's the Enema Boys. Welcome.
It's the Enema Hour with the Enema Boys.
I'm sure Betsy will be honored that she got to inaugurate the Enema Hour.
Yeah. We really need a podcast. I really love the name. We've got nothing but the name. That's how we'd pitch the podcast.
I know what the Enema Boy podcast could be.
Tell me.
It could be a true crime podcast that only talks about crimes where either enemas or colonoscopy bags were central. Factored into the evidence, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to need a very active producer to dig those stories up.
Well, I think Heidi the Hornet is unemployed, so...
And our motto could be, this, comma, unfortunately, comma, is a job for the Enema Boys. Oh.
So have you got a march for us?
I have.
Or a cheer. Sorry,
weird,
a cheer.
Sad song from my Rust Belt hometown.
Okay, Kenny...
And what was the Rust...
We need a better, Kenny, we need our bed of music. This is our pep rally.
So this is from Lorain, Ohio.
Okay, Lorain, Ohio.
Bad little sister city to Cleveland. On the shores of old Lake Erie, where the coal and iron meet,
stands our dear old Lorraine High School, full of joy and memories sweet, and the spirit that we find there, growing up so strong and true, brings us back to friendships made there. LHS, we stand for you.
Well, that's pretty good.
That's a high school song.
Is there a stanza about the Cuyahoga River?
It's the Black River, actually.
Oh, you're not on the Cuyahoga.
No, a river over. We're the next river over in Lake Erie.
Gotcha.
Well, the best song about the Cuyahoga River was Randy Newman's. Remember that, Kenny?
Oh, is it about when it caught fire?
Yeah, burn on, big river, burn on.
No,
don't
I didn't.
You remember that song?
I don't know that song. Wow.
The Lord might make you tumble. The Lord might make you turn. The Lord might make you overflow. But the Lord can't make you burn. You know, that's a whole other show is high school songs.
Right.
I think we just heard a high school. Anthem.
I think we can include high school songs in tonight's show.
I think we're going to be stuck for good ideas for shows.
No, I don't think we're going to need to do a separate high school song show. I think we can work that in tonight, right here, right now.
Well, you're pretty optimistic about the Enema Boys' future on the radio.
I am. Oh, it's a bright future. Except for the fact that you're kind of walled in by the colon walls. Other than that, it's a wide open field. All right, thanks for your call, caller.
Absolutely.
Bye. Hi, you're on the air with the Enema Boys.
Wow, are you serious? I really got through?
You got through to the Enema Boys. I think you're probably our fifth caller ever.
That's my favorite part of the show. It's when the callers pretend they're surprised they got through. That's so kind of it's so kind of them, isn't it, Ken?
Yes, it is.
It's so patronizing, but I still love it.
No, I'm sincerely delighted.
And have you got a cheer for us?
I do. I went to Margaretville Central School. Well, I went to FIT, but I dropped out, so that doesn't count. And I don't think that FIT even has any sports teams.
No,
I know them. So my high school was called Margaretville Central School, and our mascot was the Blue Devil.
Oh.
And our cheer went like this. And I really want to hear why that's...
Yeah, Blue Devil, that's really offensive.
Culturally offensive.
Next week, Molly...
You know it's offensive. That's a given. But you don't know why until you talk to Molly.
I know. I really need to know, though.
Well, she'll be on next week.
Okay, I'll...
She's never been stumped. It's like a party trick she does.
I'll be listening with intent next week to be relieved of this burden. The cheer went like this. Go orange. Go blue. Come on, team. We're for you. Go orange. Go blue. Come on, team. We're for you.
I can't imagine a more boring cheer.
Yeah, that's a pretty weak cheer.
It feels very, very early 70s to me for some reason.
Go orange. Go blue. Okay.
Can you imagine somebody writing that and then at the end saying, done? can't improve on that.
Well, I wasn't a cheerleader, and I spent a lot of time making fun of cheerleaders, and this is one of the reasons why.
Yeah, well, it makes me realize that I have no clue what my high school or college cheers were. And I went to a lot of football games, too, at both, and I still have no memory whatsoever.
But you knew every kid who was selling
that
weed within a 30-mile radius.
Well, I mean, that's why I went to the football games, Andy.
Oh, I see.
It was like wide-open marketplace.
Yeah, under the bleachers.
Oh, under the bleachers was the best. That's where all the action was.
Yeah, they called it Ken Town.
Basketball games are indoors.
I know. No, the football games are where it's at, under the bleachers.
That's where you can find Ken Enema.
But at least you can smoke.
Kenema,
well,
Andy.
Thanks, Enema Boys. I'll be listening.
It's Andy and Ken Enema.
Okay, thanks. Andy and Kenema signing off.
201-209-9368. Ken, this is how bored I am. That strikes me as very funny.
Hi, you're on the air. That's Andy and I'm Kenema. We are the Enema Boys.
I can't believe I got through.
Neither can I. Neither can I.
Ken,
yeah. Hey, this
Ken,
for Andy.
Ken, please, no more.
Why?
You were talking about rhymes where
sad.
The you know which
I
word comes
to
first.
This all
I'm
week.
A pit grass.
Hey, hang on, Andy.
To
hang on, caller. Hang on, caller.
Go ahead.
Andy was talking over you the whole time.
I couldn't hear him.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, number one, what a disadvantage I am on Skype. I can't even talk over people.
Yeah,
anymore.
Skype has this gate thing. It's called a gate. So yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
Going on.
So anyway, caller, repeat everything you just said.
Well, yeah. Let me see. Caller, I can't believe I got through. Love the show. First time, long time. Anyway, I went to Pitt, and Andy was looking for me to cheer.
Wait,
it was actually directed at us, but it was one of those things where the rhyme, you know, which word comes first. And if you ever went down to West Virginia to see a game, you'd hear a chant that began with, let's say, a variation on Pitt that they wanted to do on Pitt. And you'll hear that the entire game.
Okay. I kind of got what you said there. Andy, I had to turn you down because I just...
No! What the hell are you doing?
All right. Bye, caller. And now, Andy, go ahead. Now you do your bit.
No, wait. No, I just wondered if when I talk over a caller,
yeah,
what happens over the air? Are we both canceled out?
No, you're both talking at once, and it's horrible.
No, it sounds great.
No, it's terrible. It's the worst.
According to who?
Me.
Oh, I thought this was WFMU. I must have the wrong station.
Wait a second. WFMU?
Yeah.
This is WFMU. I'm sorry. No, it sounded great. It sounds
exactly.
Great. Yeah.
Exactly,
sorry.
Kenny.
I'm sorry.
Kenny, I've got to get back live in the studio.
I was reading it backwards. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, you want to come back in the studio? Why?
Well, when can that happen? Well, for one, I miss it. Whenever I got off a zinger, you would lean in and kind of kiss me on the cheek.
Yeah.
Tussle my hair.
Yep. Well,
and then whisper in my ear, you go, girl.
As soon as you get COVID and recover.
If I have the antibodies, can I come in?
Not if you test positive for the antibodies, because half of those tests are wrong. So if you get the symptoms and then you test positive for the antibodies, then yes, then you can come in.
Do I have to be in a hazmat suit?
No.
Well, I can't risk it, buddy. Oh, this is just breaking my heart. I miss you so much.
Oh, you're going to get it sooner or later. Don't worry.
I know. I know I'm getting... I'm getting ready for the big fight.
We're all going to get it sooner or later.
I'm drinking my OJ.
Hey, but at Oxford University, they found some, it's not a cure, but it reduces deaths by about a third.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah.
I'll only be two-thirds dead.
Right. Exactly.
I read something so discouraging about bald guys and being affected more
really?
Severely.
I thought it was obese people.
Well, obese too. You can't win.
Baldness? Baldness?
Baldness is actually a factor. The hormone that makes you bald apparently also activates the reaction to this virus.
Damn.
I think
I'm going to be okay because I ain't bald.
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Well, You'll be dead for other reasons. We're going to die for different reasons.
Right. Yeah. Well, I may not be bald, but my immune system is still shot, so I think I'm still got to be careful. All right. Let's go to the phone bank, Andy. Hi. You're on the air with the Enema Boys.
Hi. So I can, like you, I don't remember my peers or anything from high school or college.
Uh huh.
But growing up, my parents went to University of Oregon, and growing up, I was a huge fan, and, you know, kind of like it was just an obsession of ours. And I remember my dad would do the cheer that he remembered from college, which was the most 70s cheer you'll ever hear. And it goes, ooh, ah, our team is mellow now. Shake that funky green and shake that funky yellow.
Wow.
You like it?
They're cheering about being mellow.
Right.
Oh, my
and
God.
Funky.
Mellow and funky.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah, that could only have come from the Pacific Northwest.
Yep.
That's pretty amazing.
Yep.
A We Are So Mellow cheer.
So mellow.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Hey, guess what I'm doing during this radio show.
What, Andy?
See if you can guess. It'd be it's a fun little contest.
Watching porn?
Hold on. No, that's not porn. No, let me take a closer look. No.
Hanging out with the members of your strangubation club?
No. Ask me if I'm cleaning up my desk. Am I straightening it out?
Are you straightening up your desk?
Yes!
Wow! I nailed it. Nailed it.
So it's not a completely wasted hour.
Well, I can fill you in on what happened on the last call.
Yeah, it sounded like she was doing a cheer that her father taught her.
Yeah, from the from Oregon, and they were cheering about being so mellow.
Wait, that's a great Father's Day show for next week. Wait, is this Father's Day week? I can't even. It's all a blur.
I don't know. Yeah,
but it would be great to just recite something that you learned, that you memorized, that your father used to recite. Quote your father.
Yeah, that would be a good show, actually. Go ahead and quote your father.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, hey, remember the Father's Day show we did last year? Was it last year where I channeled your father?
Right.
Oh, no, wait, I told...
Yeah, kind of you channeled people's fathers, yeah.
Oh, no. I was the father you always wish you had. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Was that last year?
I don't know. It's a blur. It's a blur.
It's a wonderful, wonderful blur.
So give me a quote from your dad.
My dad used to recite poetry.
Really?
He used to wake me up with awake for morning and the noon of night has flung the stars, flung the stones, which sets the stars to flight.
Jesus.
And lo, the hunter of the east. That was Kublai Khan.
Wow.
Yeah, he used to wake me up reciting poetry.
Holy Christ.
Yeah, I hated him too.
Yeah. Damn.
Now, hey, why did you hate your dad?
He would always quote, Fiorello LaGuardia. Fiorello LaGuardia was his...
Was his hero?
Was his hero, yeah. So he'd always say...
I love it.
Patience and fortitude. That was Fiorello LaGuardia's big line. And he would always tell me about the time when there was a newspaper strike and Fiorello LaGuardia would go on WNYC to read the comics to all the kids.
Yeah, that's right. That's a famous story.
Yep. And then he would
say,
"Let
it." When are you going to start showing patience and fortitude? Let's do it next week during the show.
Oh, you want me to employ patience and fortitude?
Yes, you can start taking your father's advice.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You can do it live. It can happen.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Does that mean I have to be patient?
Patient, and you have to have patient and great fortitude.
No can do.
No, just for an hour.
I smoke a lot of weed, Andy.
To honor your dad.
I smoke a lot of weed. And it's really hard to be patient.
I know, buddy.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, I can't wait to give you a big old hug.
Hi, you're on the air with the Enema Boys.
Ken, are we ever in our lifetime going to eat at a restaurant again?
Yes.
We are?
Yes.
Stop talking, Ken.
Well, the restaurants, I don't know about Madison, but in Hoboken and New Jersey, the restaurants have all put tables outside and people are eating at them.
Yeah, no, I see tables outside too.
Yeah.
But how do you know who's preparing the food? How do you know they're not in there coughing and sneezing?
Excellent question. That's why you should order pizza.
All right, when you're standing at the foul line, somebody says, "See that basket, see that ball, miss the basket, hit the wall."
Good cheer! Oh, now that's a cheer.
That's a cheer.
What's your name, caller? Well,
this is Troy.
Troy, you got another cheer for us?
No, but when they read the other team's starting lineup, the people used to just hold up a newspaper and say, "Who cares?"
Oh, that's cool.
Those are great.
So the first one you gave us, that's when they're taking a foul shot?
Foul shot, yep.
Yeah,
well, that's brilliant. That's the best time to have a cheer because he's trying to focus. He's trying to concentrate. There's often a game on the line.
Right.
Right? And you're trying to rattle him. It's fantastic.
It was great.
Well, thank you, Troy. Excellent cheer. Hi, you're on the air with the Enema Boys.
Yeah.
All right.
I was calling because you guys are really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's Andy, welcome. And I'm Kenema.
I don't know.
This
I don't know either.
So uncomfortable.
So what you been up to tonight? Partying?
When was the last time you were called cool, Ken?
That
was a first for me.
Yeah, no, I can't remember, to be honest.
Ugh.
So you got a cheer for us tonight?
No, I just called to say hello because, you know, it's my first time calling on the show.
Man, thanks for calling. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Patterson.
All right, Silk City.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a long, long, long pandemic, Kenny. They're just calling to say hello.
In the shadow of Garrett Mountain. Do you guys still go up to Garrett Mountain to party?
Not really.
I used to go up there to party.
Yeah, I would like to, but, you know.
Ken, do you really think the guy that called our show just to say we're cool is invited to a lot of parties?
Well, he's from Patterson, so I think so, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling, guys.
Thanks, Silk City. You know it's a good party when there's a lot of people from Patterson there, Andy. It's like, you know, it's like...
That's the mark of a good party?
It's like supermodels. Yeah. It's like, there's the supermodels, there's the Pattersonites.
I wouldn't know. I've been to two parties in my life.
Oh, what were they?
They both had piñatas.
Oh, man, Andy.
I know!
No, I saw you at one of those parties.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those parties.
One, I was hitting the piñata, and the second one, I was the piñata.
Oh, poor Andy.
I refer to that as the bad party.
Okay. Oh, we have a full phone bank. Hi, you're on the air.
Let's go through them. Let's go
with
through
the
them
Enema
quick.
Boys?
On, you're on the air with the Enema Boys. Quick, give us your cheer.
I love the show.
Thank you. We love you.
Awesome. That makes me feel great.
Well, but not. We love you, but not in the same
high
thing.
School song.
High school song. Let's hear it.
Okay. It's another nondescript one from the Pacific Northwest. Here we go.
Okay.
Long ago, our Seahawks fought for fame, for purple and white. While our faithful alma mater backed with all its might. Lift the chorus, speed it onward, loud our praises cry. Hail to thee, our alma mater, Anna Quartus High.
Well, that's great, except it sounds like the mascots are Seahawks?
Seahawks.
That's really just, that's kind of offensive.
It is offensive, of course, well, but you don't know why until you talk to Molly.
Yeah. All right, next week we will analyze exactly why the Seahawk as the mascot is so offensive.
So we're inviting people to call with cheers or, I guess, school anthems.
Yeah. Thanks for the anthem, Seahawk.
Whatever you want, Kenny.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you happy, son.
Hi, you're on the air with the Enema Boys.
Hey, Kenny. Wait, I'm sorry to interrupt. Guess how I'm getting home from here? I'm about a mile from my house. How am I getting home? Guess.
Electric scooter.
Yeah, on my scooter.
Yeah. What do you got? You got a GoTrax? What kind of scooter you got?
It's a Vespa. And you know what happens when I drive down the street on my scooter?
What?
Two things happen. The women want to be with me, and the men want to be me.
Yeah. I think you're...
I could sense that as I pass them by.
You know...
You could sense... By the way, they laugh and giggle at me. You can sense how much they envy me.
No, Andy, when they say, pull over, Jew boy... It doesn't mean they want to be with you.
Oh, man. I'm misinterpreting it.
Yes, it means something very different.
You should see the look on... Sometimes I pass, like, real men on real motorcycles. The pity. They just kind of lower their eyes. They can't even make eye contact. And they just shake their head.
That's really funny. When I ride my electric scooter around Hoboken, this is of course pre-pandemic, when people took minor things very seriously, I would just get so much crap from people. Even when I'm obeying every law, people would like, even when I was obeying a law, when I stopped at a red light and some lady on the sidewalk said, "Well, thank you for stopping at the red light. You'd be surprised how few people do that on scooters."
Like, wait, even... she was mad not at you, but at the last scooter guy she saw?
Right.
And she took it out on you?
Yeah.
That's not fair, buddy. No, that's just not fair.
I know. I'm still scarred from that.
Hey, next week we could just tell scooter stories.
I need a safe place to scooter, Andy.
We've got to someday just go on a little scooter trip. The Enema Boys take to the road on their electric scooters. Well, the Enema Boys road trip.
If we do it in Hoboken, we'll get a lot of nasty comments, so maybe that's where we should do it.
Definitely.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air with the Enema Boys. Guess not. Hi.
We scared her away.
He's Andy. I'm Kenema. We're the Enema Boys. You're on the air. What's going on here?
Everything's as long still as you're, in place. The important thing, Ken, is that you're amused.
Well, we're out of calls. If you have any cheers or school songs, we have a couple of minutes left. The phone number is 201-209-9368. The program is the Enema Boys. We're here every Wednesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for over 30 years now, I think.
The Enema... Oh, no, that can't be true.
I think so.
Wait, I have the date. Wait, I actually have the actual
date.
Oh,
I think, Andy, this might be our 30-year anniversary.
Hold on, son. Hold on, my friend.
I think it is.
No, hold on. No, you're wrong, because I auditioned. I have the audition review here.
Was it 91? It was 90.
The board members reviewed my audition tape.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Gave me notes and hints and feedback. And this was, the date was 10. So that's October.
That's October. Yes, 10 October. Is October.
Well, I know 9 is September, yes. Because of the attack on the World Trade Center.
Right.
But every other month is hard for me. until there's a massive tragedy that's known by its date, I don't know. I can't remember. But anyway, it's 10/91.
Okay, so it's 91. So next year's our 30th anniversary.
Well, what are we going to do? Wait, will the pandemic be over? Will there be a vaccine by then?
Who knows?
Well, I'm working on a vaccine.
I just can't believe.
I don't have the training, Ken. I don't have the knowledge. I'm just working blind.
Well, you just keep trying. You'll hit.
But at least I'm trying. It makes me so mad. You're not even trying. I'm in the kitchen every night, mixing liquids, different fluids.
You just keep going, sweetie. You're going to hit it sooner or later. Hi, you're on the air with the Enema Boys.
Tonight, hey, baking soda and grape juice. I'll try it.
Try it. Mix it. Throw some vinegar in there, too.
Oh, now you're mocking me. At least I'm trying.
No, I'm telling you, vinegar and baking soda are a great combination.
You know what? If I hit it, if I do get a vaccine, you're at the bottom of the list.
Caller, can you repeat everything you said? Because Andy was talking over you.
I said you can put fires out with vinegar and baking soda, too.
Really?
It's an old fire extinguisher.
Wow, yeah, because it foams up and goes crazy. Oh, good tip.
According to Irene, who was critiquing my audition tape, use of phones is very good.
Wow.
He is adept at playing off the audience.
Damn.
But then she goes on to say, sometimes he sounds as if he's fishing for material from the callers. Boy, she's pretty astute.
Yeah.
You can't get past Irene.
It's funny you bring up the committee that reviewed you, because my memory is that when you came up for review by the programming committee,
I can only imagine.
I decided this is not working.
you mean the review process?
Yeah, the committee thing is not a good idea.
Nothing ever is done by committee that works. Nothing ever in the history of committees.
Yeah, that was my conclusion. All right, I think we have time for one more cheer. Hi, you're on the...
Yeah, listen, I love that sound.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, it's the Enema Boys. Have you got a cheer for us?
Well, I had a friend who went to high school in Norfolk, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
They had...
Okay, here you go.
I'm sorry, go on. I hope I... Thanks for that, yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
We will not raise a fuss, and forever she filled us with hate. Now I forgot it. Thank you very much.
We will not raise a fuss, and forever she will fill us with hate?
Now, why isn't that? Why isn't that our theme, Ken, for our show?
Jesus, what is that, like the Aryan Nations cheer? That's like...
Hey, they need a pep rally, too.
They do.
Their rallies.
Oh, I'm sure the white power groups have all sorts of great cheers.
Before their big marches?
Yeah.
Oh, but Ken, listen. Do you hear our theme song?
I hear it. Yes.
You know what that means? I'm off the hook.
Yes.
I'm off the hook for another week.
Yeah, you're almost off the hook. We just have to give out the legal ID. You want to give it a shot? You've heard it a million times. Go ahead. Give it a try.
this is W something something, blah, 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 blah. We're also in another location, blah, 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 blah.
That's really close.
Oh, we're online too. Check us out.
Yeah, that was very close altogether. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. And thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter. Andy, any final words?
I miss you, buddy.
I miss you too. Next week, call us up and tell us your mascot from high school or college, and we'll tell you why it's unacceptable. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Venus, all the Venus on. Oh, well, down the cars where the long go. Where the long go. Where the long go. Let's go down and proud. Here's a big sausage in New Orleans. Come and let's go. Come and let's go. Come and let's go now. Here's a big sausage in New Orleans. Come and let's go. I'll have to fuss and fight. I'll have to fuss and fight. Lord, it gets floppy drunk off a bottle and ball. And walk the streets all night. And walk the streets all night. And walk the streets all night. Lord, it gets floppy drunk off a bottle and ball. And walk the streets all night. All down and brown. You can take a thing I got to do about it. I'm going to tell you how. I'm going to tell you how. You can take a thing and walk anywhere. Alabine is gone. Alabine is gone. Gone way down the country where the long, long. If you got a warm, pour it into your hand. Keep away from mommy walking. Mommy having lost it. Mommy kind of hell. Mother kind in hell. Mother kind in hell. Keep a weaving mama walking. Mother Amazon. I love to fuss and fight. I love to fuss and fight. Lord, I get lovey drunk off a bottle and ball and walk the streets all night.
If a woman drives me insane, I can't complain. If a woman drives me insane, I can't complain. Well, for goodness sake, she must have what it takes. Yeah, yeah, long head, not me. Says